remember that you once Gentile in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Now verse 19. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
Amen. Amen.
Say with me, I am no more.
I am no more.
A stranger.
A stranger.
Now, for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about covenants, covenants, covenants. And I personally believe that if you are a child of God and you understand your covenant relationship with God, you will stop crying. Praise the Lord. Because you know and you will know that even in your darkest hour, God is with you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you will also know and know that your God will provide for you.
Hallelujah.
Because when we talk about covenant, we are talking about two parties or more parties who have entered into an unbreakable agreement.
Amen.
And the unbreakable agreement is that the other party will come to your aid when you need him.
Amen.
Hello?
Hi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is to reassure you that there is somebody who is there for you in times of need.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you will be glad to know that as a child of God sitting here today, because of Christ Jesus, you have a covenant with God.
Amen.
Say with me, I have a covenant.
I have a covenant.
With God.
With God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, under the terms of the covenant that you have with God, God promised to fight your battles.
Amen.
God promised to defend you.
Amen.
God promised to provide for you.
Amen.
God promised to heal you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God promised to care for you.
Amen.
So everything that you ever need in this world is cared for and is provided for.
Amen.
In the covenant agreement.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the only reason why you are crying always is because you don't understand and you don't know. Hello?
Hi.
Because if you know and if you understand, I have an agreement with God that God will protect me.
Amen.
God will defend me.
Amen.
God will fight my battles. God will supply my needs according to his riches, then you will stop worrying about life. Am I speaking to you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And even to understand that when you are sick, God says that he will heal you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, for you to understand, in ancient times, people will enter into agreement with one another. And normally, a person will enter into agreement with somebody who is strong in an area where he is also weak. Hello?
Hi.
Let us say it happens that you are a farmer and somebody else is a fisherman. And you enter into a covenant agreement with him. Because you are a farmer and you can produce maybe yam or corn or plantain, plentiful, but you don't know how to go to the sea. He will bear you fishes, and you will also supply him with what? Plantain and cocoa yams and the things that he too is not strong. How many of you know that if you take a fancy man and leave him in the forest, you will get lost? And perhaps you will cry. Likewise, when they take you to the coast and you see the sea rolling like that, you will also cry. So when there is a covenant agreement, they will supply what you don't have, and you too will also supply. In another way, a warrior, somebody who knows how to fight, will also enter into an agreement with somebody who, maybe, let me use the farmer again, because all what he knows is to fight. And you too, you are good at, you know, cultivating the cassava and the plantains. And so you have an agreement with him, a covenant. And whenever there is a fight, you call him and he will come and fight for you. But then under the agreement, you also will provide for him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the kind of agreement that God made with Abraham. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Now, understand that God has everything. The riches of this world, God has.
Amen.
God is strong and mighty and awesome.
Yes.
God has everything that he needs.
Amen.
But how many of you know that God cannot praise himself? And how many of you know that God cannot worship himself?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God became a friend of Abraham.
Amen.
And then God entered into a covenant relationship with Abraham. And God promised Abraham, hey Abraham, the land of Canaan belongs to you. Hey Abraham, I will protect you. Hey Abraham, I will fight your battles. Hey Abraham, I will supply you a need. And all what I need from you is to praise me and bless me and obey me. And when you do this, everything that you ever need, I will provide for you. Praise the Lord. Now, I am here to let you know this afternoon that God has entered that same covenant with you through Christ Jesus. When Christ came and shed his blood, the blood that he shed was a seal for that covenant agreement that we have with him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in the covenant agreement, Christ had promised to protect you.
Amen.
To supply your need.
Amen.
To bless your life.
Amen.
To defend you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you understand these things, when you will sleep well.
Amen.
Now, whenever you go to bed and you have a bad dream that perhaps somebody is fighting you, for us maybe an animal is chasing you, it doesn't mean that hey, you are dying tomorrow.
Yes.
It means that God is showing you what is coming.
Amen.
So that you will call on him.
Amen.
As a covenant partner.
Amen.
To fight for you.
Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
If you dream that somebody is stealing your money, it doesn't mean that they have stolen it yet.
Yes.
But it means that hey, time has come for you to call your covenant partner.
Amen.
To come and defend you.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that is why you should be happy as a child of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the Bible says that we are no more strangers to the covenant. Now, understand that until Christ, we were strangers to the covenant. In fact, until Christ, when you are attacked by the devil, you cannot defend yourself. Because you were not part of the agreement that God made with the seed of Abraham. But since you accepted Christ, you have been grafted in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And today, whenever you are attacked, God comes in and fights for you.
Amen.
But amazingly, there are so many of us who are walking as strangers to the covenant.
Amen.
And then God is speaking to you and say, hey, do not be like strangers. Tap your neighbor and say, God is talking to you. He said, don't be a stranger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is talking and said, don't be a stranger. Now the question is, who is a stranger? A stranger is a person who, I would say, is new to a place. Who does not know his surroundings and the terrain around him. Because he is new to the place. He's a stranger. A person who don't have, because he's new to a place, don't have the network that somebody who is resident there have. Because he doesn't know anybody. He's a stranger. A person who doesn't know what he has, he's a stranger. And God is speaking and he said, don't be like strangers. Don't become like people who don't know what they have. I heard a story about a very wealthy man who died and willed most of his things to his children. Now, of course, his children didn't know that their father has left them massive properties. Because the Abusianfo went there first. And they took the will. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And his children, you know, now have become beggars. Why? Because somebody has sat on the will. And that is how it is if you're a stranger to a thing. And God is telling us, don't be strangers. I have done so many things for you. I have done and I have left you so many things. So don't be a stranger. Praise the Lord. Don't behave as people who are ignorant and doesn't know what they have. When Bishop Chibundu came here, he said something that I still remember. He said, ignorance is the most expensive commodity in the supermarket of life, affordable by everyone. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes when you start behaving as a stranger, and that is what happens to you, you don't benefit from what you are supposed to benefit. Are you with me, somebody?
Yes.
And God is talking to one and say, hey, don't be a stranger. You probably have heard this story, but let me say, there was a man in the early 50s who was traveling to U.S. to study. And in those days, there were no planes, so you have to go by ship. And when he got a scholarship and he was going, they gave him his ticket. And then he asked, how long would it take? They said, 2 weeks. So he started thinking, am I going to live 2 weeks in a ship? What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink for 2 weeks? So he went and then they said, this is your cabin. So he came outside, went to the market and bought stock load of bread, bought stock load of water. You know, and the guy was in his cabin. So morning bread and water. Perhaps maybe sardine added up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so for 2 weeks, he was eating the same bread, drinking the same water. And he came to a point that, you know, too much bread and too much this, he couldn't ease himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So finally, he sought help from the doctor in the ship, and then he asked the doctor, so what have you been eating? And he said, oh, bread. And then the doctor said, why? Don't you know that there are 3 meals provided for you in the ship? You can eat morning, afternoon, and evening, and have the best. And that is what ignorance can do for you. If you are ignorant about what you have, you will suffer. This one, I wasn't ignorant, but it affected me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wasn't a runner, but it affected me. When I went to US, I was in my hotel. Now, in the daytime, because it was really sunny, San Diego is in the tropics, so it's really hot. Now, in the daytime, because it was hot, I wasn't much aware of our things. But in the night, you sleep and around about 2, you sense that it's really cold. And so I was talking to her, I said, why is it so cold in my room? And so I'll turn the heater on. I did that for about 3 days. And on the last day when I was leaving, I decided to look around to see if I'll pick everything, because I don't want to leave and then leave my things there. And while I was looking, I saw that one big window was left open. Praise the Lord. Now, of course, there was a heavy curtain over it, so I couldn't see. And so in the night, when the temperature changes and the drafts start coming in, I was feeling very cold. But I thought, oh, it's a weather change. So, now, that is what sometimes, though I wasn't a grown-up, but that is what sometimes. Praise the Lord. So if you are ignorant in Baton, ignorant will not excuse you. Are you with me?
Yes.
And so time has come that as God's people, the Bible says we should not be strangers.
Amen.
To our covenant.
Amen.
And I want you to know that you have a covenant with God.
Amen.
But if you don't start acting and seeking your covenant right, you will walk and the devil will cheat you. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Now, in scripture, there was a man called Mephibosheth. Now, Mephibosheth was Jonathan's son. And you and I know that Jonathan and David had a covenant. How many of you know? Let me see your hand. Good. Jonathan and David had a covenant. Now the covenant was so strong that when Jonathan's father, which is King Saul, was seeking David to kill him, then Jonathan would go behind and say, hey, my father wants to kill you. Don't do this. Do this. Run. Go and hide here. Now why was he doing that? Because of the covenant.
Amen.
Say with me, because of the covenant.
Because of the covenant.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Jonathan died and Saul died, and when David had become king, David was looking for somebody in the household of Jonathan so that he could bless him.
Amen.
But Mephibosheth didn't know that his father had a covenant with David. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
So he went and hid himself in a place called Lodiba. Now, when you study the name of Lodiba, it means a place which cannot be found. A place nowhere. That means he went and hid far, 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 probably along the border. So that as soon as I hear that David is looking for me, I am gone. I am in Ivory Coast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he was hiding and eating rough. A person who is supposed to live in the palace was now living in the house. A person who is supposed to drive in the best of cars, probably BMW, Rolls Royce, or whatever, but he was hiding. Hello?
Hi.
A person who was supposed to use the best of aftershave. And now when people smell him, they want to run away. Hello?
Hi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is what, when you are a stranger to the covenant, that is what we do for you. But eventually, David heard that there is a descendant, there is a son of Jonathan, who is living near the fire, hiding from you. The scripture says that then he went and picked him up and brought him to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, all along, he was supposed to live in Jerusalem. He was supposed to live in the palace. He was supposed to have the best. Yet, because of being a stranger, he was hiding. And so David went for him and said to him, "The hiding days are over.
Amen.
From today you will stay in the king's palace.
Amen.
And you will eat from the king's table."
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to know that God has prepared the best for you.
Amen.
And it is up to you to start seeking it.
Amen.
You see, once you seek and you become knowledgeable and you understand, you will never sit down for the devil to take you
Hallelujah.
For the ride.
Amen.
That is why knowledge is so important.
Amen.
Remember when we were in colleges, we had our motto. It was really our vision.
Yes.
So knowledge is power.
Now
even if you didn't understand.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now as a child of God, you need to come to that understanding, whereby you begin to know that, hey, God has provided me with the best.
Amen.
I am a covenant child.
Amen.
If anybody attack me, he attack God.
Amen.
And God said he will fight for me.
Amen.
God said he will defend me.
Amen.
God said he will provide for me.
Amen.
God said he will supply my need.
Amen.
God said even when I'm sick, he will heal me.
Amen.
God said he will grant me peace.
Amen.
But you will never attain this until you know and come to the understanding that you are a covenant child.
Amen.
Only the best is good for you.
Amen.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now,
Hallelujah.
When you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, David, as a small boy, 17-year-old, went to the battlefront to give food supply to his brothers. When he went, he saw a giant called Goliath insulting the children of Israel and their God. Hello?
Hi.
Now watch this. David, as 17-year-old, understood something that the whole Israel didn't understand. What the whole Israel didn't understood was that they have a covenant with God.
Amen.
And so they were all hiding. But here comes a 17-year-old who realized that, hey, I will never hide. And because I have a covenant with God.
Amen.
All right, 1 Samuel, go to me to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. He said, "Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, 'What shall be done for the man who killed the Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel?'" Now watch this. He says, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God?"
Amen.
Who is this uncircumcised? That means he's trying to say that, hey, this guy don't have a covenant with God. Why should he bluff? Hello?
Hi.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
Who is this guy? Although he's big and tall, that is all what he has. He doesn't have a covenant with God. So why should we allow him to come and bluff? Hello?
Hi.
Now, listen. From today, I want the fear thing to get out of your head.
Amen.
17-year-old, he sees a tall 9-foot person. Maybe 6-foot wide, I don't know. And then he can go and say, hey, who is this uncircumcised? This guy don't have a covenant with God.
Amen.
Clear him out of the way.
Amen.
And you can see Saul hiding. And all the big generals hiding like that. Now, hear this. When this 17-year-old went forward, he was able to kill the giant. It wasn't David that killed him. It was the covenant power that killed him. Hello. Now I have news for you. It doesn't matter how many witches will rise up against you. If only you can call your covenant father, he will come and fight for you. That is why the Bible says that the battle is the Lord. You see, the reason why God is not doing nothing is because you think that the battle is yours, but it is His. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, whatever you may be going through, whatever is happening to you, call on God. Call your covenant partner, and He will come in and He will fight for you. He will defend you. He will supply your need. Praise the Lord. If anybody attack you, it is like he has attacked me. That is why you should never say, tell your neighbor, never.
Be afraid.
In your life.
Because of the covenant.
Praise the Lord. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Now, just understand this. David knew his covenant before he was able to do that. And from today, you need to come to that understanding. So me, I am a covenant. You should say it with happiness. Me, I am a covenant child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why you are. Now some of you come, all the witches after me. Who told you they after me? You are probably after yourself.
Yes.
Say with me, I am a covenant child.
And therefore,
no weapon
fashioned against me
shall prosper. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you look in scripture, you Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see, when you are a covenant child, you operate by faith.
Yes.
Because they knew that God was behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They said, hey, we are not afraid of our fire.
That's right.
With all this respect, we respect you. But King, we will not bow.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do?
Yeah.
If you put it in that fire, covenant fire will come.
Amen.
And because they took faith,
yes.
Definitely covenant fire shows up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Now that is how you and I need to behave, because we are covenant people, and as a covenant child, God promised He will be with you. God promised He will fight for you.
Amen.
God promised He will defend you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.